Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. Get out your passports, because on this evening's show we're going to take musical trips to Sweden and Bombay. We'll also celebrate the birthday of Annette Hanshaw and others, and indulge in some seafood. A couple of weeks ago, I played Hobby and Trot by Leif Segerstam's Dance Orchestra, and mentioned that it was part of a 27-CD set of Swedish jazz. Actually, only about the first four CDs contain recordings from the 20s and 30s, but here are some other records from that set, beginning with Charles Redlund's Atlantic Orchestra. Thank you.
do. There's a bliss in every kiss you give to me. Makes me want to throw away my liberty. I'll come, I'll go, that is true. But there's none, no, not one that will do. Even dancing around, I've always found next to you, I like me next to you.
I'm positive I haven't played on the show before. That was the British jazz violinist and bandleader Peter DePauw, P-A-U-W, and his Royal Dance Band recording for Polydor in May of 1926, and Next to You, I Like Me Next to You, composed by Irving Bebo and Billy Houston. The Howard Johnson lyrics were sung by Dick DePauw, and Dick also played that great jazz flute, Swanee whistle, piston flute, or bike pump whistle, or more commonly, slide whistle solo. Dick DePauw was born in 1893 and played in bands starting around 1917. In the early 20s, he played in the group that would become the Jack Hilton Orchestra. He went to Sweden in 1924, where he spent the rest of the decade, much of it playing at the Grand Hotel in Stockholm, as well as on radio. He returned to England in 1931, where he continued to lead bands and also wrote for the magazine Melody Maker. I couldn't find any other recordings of Next to You, I Like Me Next to You, which is a shame. Before that was Grews Orchestra, G-R-E-W-S, in January of 1929, and Cocktail, written by an H. Freeman and F. Tornquist. We've played When Polly Walks Through the Hollyhocks on the show before, but Cocktail was preceded by the only other song I know of about hollyhocks, and that's Hollyhock. The piano duo in that December 1931 recording was Gösta Hedin and Sten Brandstedt. Hollyhock was written by Billy Mayle, and I couldn't find where that had been recorded by anyone else either. We begin that Svenska set with Charles Redlands Atlantic Orchestra and Atlantic Stomp, recorded June 15, 1935. Multi-instrumentalist Charles Redland was born in 1911 and wrote Atlantic Stomp. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, October 18th, marked the birth in 1901 of the personality girl, Annette Hanshaw. She was discovered by Herman Rose, at the time a producer for Pathé, and she recorded for their Pathé Actuel and Perfect labels beginning in 1926. Rose and Hanshaw were married around 1927, and in April of that year, they moved to the more financially stable Columbia Records, where she had several identities. For sentimental songs, she was renamed Gay Ellis. On the Harmony label, she was known as Dot Dare. On Velvet Tone, she was Patsy Young. And other of her pseudonyms included Ethel Bingham, Marion Lee, Janet Shaw, and Lelia Stanford. From October of 1932 to September of 1934, she appeared on the Maxwell House Showboat radio program, and for 39 weeks after that was on the Camel Caravan radio show. Many of her records end with her saying, "That's all," in a sort of high-pitched voice. This started out as an accident, but Columbia then insisted on the affectation. Annette didn't think much of her abilities as a singer and suddenly retired from show business in 1935. She died in a hospital in New York City on March 13, 1985.
Say it isn't so. say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me, say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me, say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me, say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay, that's all I wanna know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Say it isn't so. Please say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, that you're growing tired of me, say it isn't so.
People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me, say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay, that's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me, say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay, that's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
In the old tin basin, starting raising the rover. We bubble over with plenty of sunshine. Read my papers, needs an apple tree. No skyscrapers keep the sun from me. House is roomy, the garden bloomy. There's no place for me to mope in. I'm in the open with plenty of sunshine. Thank you.
jumble at a party or ball, till I learned a certain step that gave me quite a rap. I became the life of the party, one you bought every day. That hot rhythm kept me with them. Now they want to take it away. I'm crying. You can take my coat and hat, take away my dog and my cat, but don't take away that black bottom, black bottom. You can take the sun away, leave me with those clouds of gray, but don't take that black bottom away. Hey, hey. Every time I do that dance, I lose my self-control. It has taken full possession of my very soul. So just take everything you can. You can even take my man, but don't take that black bottom away. Take our poison alcohol. I won't miss that stuff at all, but don't take away that black bottom, black bottom. Take away those sexy plays where they scream the woman pays, but don't take that black bottom away. Hey, hey. When they took that shimmy dance, I really didn't mind. When the Charleston got passé, I never wept or pined. But at the close of every day, on my knees you'll hear me praying, don't take that black bottom away.
The 20s Sweetheart, Miss Annette Hanshaw, and Don't Take That Black Bottom Away from a Pathé Actuelle 78 made in October of 1926. Don't Take That Black Bottom Away was written by Sam Coslow, Eddie Britt, and Harry Link. Black Bottom refers, of course, to the 1920s dance, which was popularized by Ann Pennington and which ultimately supplanted the Charleston. Before that was Plenty of Sunshine. Ray Henderson wrote the music, and Annette sang the Buddy DeSilva and Lou Brown lyrics on December 1, 1927. The band was Lou Gold, credited on the label of that Pathé Actuelle 78 as the Virginia Creepers. We began our tribute to Annette Hanshaw with vocal performances by Annette, along with Morton Downey, singing Sam, you're welcome, Leah, and Will Osborne on Say It Isn't So, from a Banner 78 made September 10, 1932. A couple of weeks ago, I played You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew by Fats Waller. Well, Fats is back with another great big helping of seafood.
I want some seafood, mama.
I want some seafood, mama.
Choo-choo to Broadway food, Cincinnati. Don't get icky with the 1, 2, 3. Life is just so fine on the solid side of the line. So hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Put a racket back. I want some seafood, mama.
Shrimpers and rice, they're very nice.
Hold tight, hold tight. Hold tight, hold tight, put a racket back, it won't be food. Mama, steamers and sauce, and then of course, I like oysters, lobsters too, like paper fish. When I come home from work at night, I get my favorite dish, fish. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, put a racket back, it won't be food. Mama, shrimpers and rice, they're very nice.
Hold tight.
Hold tight.
Hold tight.
Hold tight.
Brackasack, I want some seafood, mama.
Hold tight.
Hold tight.
Hold tight.
Hold tight. Hold tight. Hold tight. Hold tight. Hold tight. Hold tight. My favorite dish,
fresh.
Hold tight.
Hold tight.
Hold tight.
Hold tight. Hold tight.
Brack, sack, have off the seafood, mama.
I want 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 the seafood, mama.
Fish, 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 fish. Fish, 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 fish. Fish, 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 fish. Fish, fish, fish.
Say, boy, where you think you're going all dressed up with a necktie on?
I'm going to the fish fry.
Fish fry? Where's the fish fry at?
Up on 4th Street by Sweet Mama Roro's house.
Well, rip me on up there then.
All the oaks in the world.
Step about it. Simple life, almost jumping out the basket about it. Sell my swim 50 cents a quart, asking for a gallon, $2 is all about it. From hot, they're ready to go. How about it? Tell my
that shrimp, I'm telling them fast. When I see you coming, you make me laugh. How about it? Shrimp life, 5-12 for five, almost jumping out the basket. Everybody love them red eyes. You love them, you love them. Everybody love them red eyes. How about it? If you're going to bed, so you can call. I'll poke them through the window, that is all. How about it? If your heart feels trouble, you can call. I'll make things pleasant, that is all. How about it? Telling you, swim, don't tell them so high. Want to buy coal so I can make up a fire. How about it? Telling my swim, don't mean no harm. My swim sticky don't make no alarm. How about it? You love them, I tell you love them. Everybody love them. Red eyes, how about it? Telling my swim, won't be here long. I'm going holler, but I'm going home. How about it? Everybody love me, it's got good sense about it. Very high. Woo!
Woo! That was Moses Mason, who was from Lake Providence, Louisiana. In 1928, he made 8 sides in Chicago on the Paramount label. 6 of them were credited to Reverend Moses Mason, with 4 of those being sermons, but the other 2 were secular songs, Molly Man and the one we heard, Shrimp Man. Both of those were credited to Red Hot Old Moe's, and they both contain street cries or vendor shouts, referring to street vendors selling food from push carts. Molly Man was the tamale seller, and Molly Man may have been incorrect on the label, or it may have simply been a contraction of tamale. In either case, you can look forward to a tamale set on next week's show. Before Shrimp Man, it was Joseph Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys with Saturday Night Fish Fry Drag from August 22, 1933. We started off our Seafood Fest with Fats Waller and his rhythm with Hold Tight, recorded January 19, 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. A couple of weeks ago, I played a record by the Piccadilly Players, the Edison House Band directed by Melville Morris. Morris was born October 5, 1888, and was also a composer who brought us Cute and Pretty, recorded by the 6 Brown Brothers, Kangaroo Hop, committed to wax by Vess Osman's Banjo Orchestra, and Ragtime Regiment Band, popularized by the Heidelberg Quintet in 1913. I don't have any of those records, but he also wrote On the Bay of Old Bombay, recorded by the Lyric Quartet in 1915. I don't have that either, but there are other rapidly rotating records about Bombay, and here are a few, beginning with the Blue Water Yacht Club Orchestra.
your smile and your oriental style. Bells were ringing and voices singing from out the boat down on the bay. And when we said goodbye, the sad tear in your eye made me vow that soon I'd be returning. I learned to bill and coo like Hindus really do. I learned your lingo too, made of old Bombay.
Since 1995, it's officially Mumbai, but back when these records were made, the port city and commercial capital of India was known in English as Bombay. We started off with the Blue Water Yacht Club Orchestra, which may have been the Willard Robison Orchestra and made of Old Bombay, from a cameo 78 made around February or March of 1928. Made of Old Bombay was written by William H. Haney, who also brought us When It's Love Time in Hawaii. He also sang as Billy Haney on Willard Robison's 1927 of Yep, Long About June. That was followed by Abe Lyman's California Orchestra recording for Brunswick in Los Angeles in May of 1925, and With You Dear in Bombay. With You Dear in Bombay was composed by Charlie Chaplin, who was also guest conductor of the Abe Lyman Band on this recording, and you also heard him playing violin. Next, it was Rudy Weedoff's Californians from a 1922 Edison record and Rose of Bombay. Rose of Bombay was written by Sam Ward and Hal Dyson. Ward also composed Nothing But, recorded by Paul Whiteman, and Dyson also brought us Honolulu Honey, and he sure can play the harmonica, among others. We wrapped up our musical trip to Bombay with Tiny Parham and his musicians and Bombay, a Tiny Parham original, recorded for Victor in Chicago on October 25, 1929. There were a number of other birthdays last week besides Annette Hanshaw's. We don't have a lot of time left, but we'll get to as many as we can, beginning with Joe Sanders.
Thank you. I see in all my dreams. No one but you make the skies blue above me. I've always loved you forever, it seems. What a place this world would be if I caressed you. Life would be a certainty if I possessed you. Every little joy and care we'd always share together. You're the only one for me, the one I love.
Thank you.
Joe Sanders was born this past week on October 15th in 1896 in Thayer, Kansas, so we began this final segment of the show with Joe taking the vocal honors on the Flippity Flop from July 26, 1929. The Flippity Flop was written by Richard Whiting, Sam Coslow, and Leo Robin, and was featured in the Paramount picture The Dance of Life. That was the Coon Sanders Orchestra, and there are any number of Joe Sanders vocals I could have played, but I chose the Flippity Flop specifically for listener Ken in Cedar City, Utah. After Joe Sanders, from his last session with Victor on February 21, 1929, it was Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with You're the Only One for Me. Roger Wolf Kahn was born October 19, 1907. You're the Only One for Me was written by William Axt and David Mendoza. To celebrate Jelly Roll Morton's birthday, which was October 20th, 1890, I chose Black Bottom Stomp. That was Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers from the Webster Hotel in Chicago on September 15th, 1926, with a Morton original. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.